I have that distinctive. For me, it's not a question of your ability. For me, it's more of a question of when you're just going to do the bloody thing. And I think you're thinking almost too much. I think you're putting it on this pedestal before it's even been. I think you should just go in, watch your gut.
Hi, I'm your host, Margot, and you're listening to the first episode of Working Title. If I'm being honest, I tried to write this introduction a countless amount of times, and I could never get it right. Turns out, it's a bit challenging to introduce a story that hasn't been written yet. Working Title is about, well, see, that's kind of the problem.
I'm going to take a vitamin C and then adjust my mic just
this
a
is my professor who I now consider like more of a mentor since I graduated, Corey Takahashi. I totally respect his dedication to this routine. He starts off all of his meetings with a vitamin C and then he's ready to go.
I think this is great. Like, in terms of knowing your focus, it's really good, but you could add more voice. Like, you doing the vlogs?
He's referring to my YouTube channel, where I've fallen into this niche and community where I did really well. I already enjoyed making YouTube videos in high school, and once I got to college and posted my first video, a freshman year move-in day vlog, my channel started
okay,
to do really
so
well.
We just moved all of my stuff in, and I'm really happy with the room.
For the next 4 years, I built up my brand with day-in-the-life videos that centered around aspects of college life. Decorating my apartment, my social circle, what I was wearing, what I was studying. It became this reliable source of vlog content for me. But by the time senior year rolled around, I'd be a fool to ignore that graduation was approaching. And then, of course, our little friend COVID-19 came in the picture.
For Americans who are watching this, how serious is this? What's keeping you up at night?
The problem is that this is an evolving situation.
Literally, so, just like everyone my age, and plenty who aren't, I was unceremoniously dumped from my daily routines into the real world before I could figure out any next steps. When I graduated, all of those comfortable sources of content went away, and I'd been forced to ask myself, who am I? Luckily for me, by the end of college, I was starting to dig deep on a new obsession. Podcasts were what I would listen to when I was walking to classes, hanging in my apartment, cooking, exercising, you name it. Right now, you're listening to the theme song of one of my favorite podcasts, Startup. Whenever I hear this, it immediately brings me back to walking on campus to and from classes. Which brings me back to Professor Corey Takahashi, whose class on podcast production I just started taking in the spring semester of my senior year. I had a vague idea that I wanted to experiment with a podcast of my own, and in my pitch deck, I had a ton of text on a ton of slides.
That's what you might want to. Okay, so you're putting these concepts in text, but remember, that's not how any of your listeners are going to consume this. So I always start putting things in audio.
Yeah.
And the slides at some point become more of an academic exercise.
What you just heard was a professor telling me I'm being too academic, which is never a good sign. But he was right. This whole process of creating this podcast made me overanalyze every decision I was making and become extremely hypercritical of myself and my identity. Not having an idea for a podcast was really eating away at me because it was something that I had wanted so badly to do, but it became a bit toxic when I started bringing it into a lot of my relationships with mentors, friends, and family. It didn't take long until it became the focus of a lot of the conversations I was having.
Like the podcast you listen to, have an arc.
This is my boyfriend on one of many long walks during quarantine.
Like the podcast I listen to is it's literally just people that I'm interested in or like talking about shit, and you kind of just follow them along their mental journey.
Yeah.
Vice versa. You literally script it and have people come in and then write a little thing in between to make it kind of a bit more clear, but
on different topics. But I feel like those podcasts, yeah. but what the heck are those podcasts? I mean, I'm no Joe Rogan where they can just like talk about anything and they're very intriguing. So I feel like I'd need to have...
I think you are, though, in your realm of expertise.
I also think you're biased.
No, I'm not. I'd tell you if I thought you were shit. But you're, like, literally one of the most intelligent people right now. Especially when it comes to things that you're interested in and that you've, like, studied. I have that. For me, it's not a question of your ability. For me, it's more of a question of when you're just going to do the bloody thing. And I think you're thinking almost too much. I think you're putting it on this pedestal before it's even been...
It's a little uncomfortable for me to listen back to these clips because it's so easy for me to go back into this spiral of feeling like because I don't have a strong identity, then I don't have a voice. The more I talked about it and the more I refined this idea, I realized that there was something really powerful behind this. And I came up with this concept of the Gen Z Catch-22. On one hand, you're told to be dynamic, prepare for up to 7 career switches, and bring new schools of thought to the table. On the other, you're told to present yourself with a clear aesthetic, be an expert in your niche, and boil down your interests and identity to an easily digestible brand. I realized that one reason my generation was tied in such knots was because in our identities, our careers, our lives, we have to remain flexible to survive, even if it doesn't always seem favorable. And this Catch-22 was at the very heart of my struggles with my identity, with my podcast, and I realized that's what the podcast is about. And if I was set out to document what it was to be me, post-grad, that's the way I had to make my podcast too. Working title will document my journey in staying flexible. While exercising, sure, but also learning, giving back, moving, connecting. This podcast is all about reversing the process of the brand or the aesthetic, allowing yourself to make changing the brand become the brand. Because let's face it, all of our lives are a work in progress.
You might even want to talk about or record for an episode about this move to New York City.
On the next episode, I've popped the college bubble and am forced to stay flexible with my next big transition. To stay up to date with Working Title, make sure you hit follow and you can find me on social media at margot.lee.